Really enjoyed it when I was here 20-some years ago, and it's really great to be back. The people have been great. I've had a chance to meet people that remember me from a long time ago and talk about shows they'd seen, and everybody's been really, really wonderful.
You took the world with the song She's Sweet, She's Somebody.
Thank you.
Have you written any music later?
Well, I didn't do anything once I stopped doing music, you know, for a while.
Why?
Basically, to make a long story short, I went home one season. My mom, I noticed, was ill.
Yeah.
Took off another season to try and make sure she was okay. In the process, found out that she had liver cancer, and they diagnosed her as terminal. So I figured I'm just going to stay home and help her take care of it. So, you know, if you don't have a song out or a record out, you know, in 8 months to a year, you're pretty much forgotten about, which is the way it goes because there's so much competition and a lot of good talent out there. But the fact is, I wanted to make sure my mom was going to be okay, and so I had to stick around. In the process, what I thought was going to be hopefully a quick fix, it turned out to be a very long-term illness. And by the time she finally had to have a liver transplant, and unfortunately she didn't survive the transplant, she lived 4.5 months after that, almost 7 years had passed. You know, so to try and maintain a career after 7 years when you're trying to keep your mom alive is really tough. After everything had happened, and basically for a year, year and a half, I didn't feel like doing anything. I was pretty much just burned out, tired out, and blown out. And I had to make a living, so I got into designing equipment for the motion picture industry and renting it to the studios. And as we would do films like Wind Talkers or Mission Impossible 3 or Last Samurai with Tom Cruise, I got to know some of the actors. And, you know, I met an actor on Wind Talkers called Peter Stormare.
Yeah, the Swedish.
Yeah.
Peter Stormare.
Yeah. It was so funny. He at first, he didn't remember me at all, of course, because it had been, you know, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And one day I'm in his trailer and we're on the film Wind Talkers. And he's playing his guitar, and he says, can you sing? And I go, well, I used to. So he starts playing, he's singing me the song, and then he asked me to sing the song with him. And then Christian Slater is right outside his trailer door.
Yeah.
And then Nick Cage walks up behind Christian Slater, and he's listening to me and Peter sing. And all of a sudden, Peter Stormare, he gives this really weird look in his face, and he stands up, and he's kind of got his guitar by the neck like it's a club, and he goes, who are you? I go, well, Peter, I'm Dwayne. I'm the crane guy. And he goes, who are you? Well, now, and he's looking really intense. Now, Christian Slater's looking like, uh-oh, what's going on? Nick Cage is like getting ready to come inside like, who the hell is this long-haired dude, you know? And then Peter says, who are you? Really like intimidated. And I'm going, okay, I think this guy's Swedish. And I'm beginning to think either I'm really in deep shit, or whatever, really in deep trouble here, or he might remember Wolfpaw.
Yeah.
And I go, well, Peter, a long time ago, people used to call me Wolfpaw. And he throws his guitar down. He comes running at me. He grabs me. And he's like very tall. He's like 4 inches taller than I am. And he's like very muscular. Grabs me and starts swinging me in his big bear hug like a rag doll. And oh, my girlfriend, I used to go to your concert. Oh, it was so great. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you're a big rock star, whatever. And Christian Slater and Nick Cage are going, what the hell is this? This is the crane dude, you know.